My, people come and go so quickly here.
No, I don't know many people.
I know too many people. I guess we're both lonely.
Milk was a bad choice.
You crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
It's the Al Travis Show. We've got him. Representative Walter Hudson on with us. I love having him here. Sir, thank you for being here. I mean, there's 5 days left. The session gets crazy enough as we go. So I thank you for the time. Got a quick question. You posted it or retweeted or whatever they do on X anymore, but something about new felony crime here in Minnesota. What got passed yesterday? And can you tell us what that was? I presume it was a gun thing.
Yeah, that was the characterization of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus regarding a bill that had what it did is it increased the penalty for straw purchases. Mm-hmm. So like what we saw in Burnsville, where the three first responders were gunned down, it turns out that the weapons used in that were provided by the girlfriend of the perpetrator. Sure. And she knew that he was a prohibited person because he himself is a felon. Previously, this was considered, I want to say, a gross misdemeanor, and now it's been up to a felony, which, by the way, they were being a little cute with that post because the fact of the matter is there's broad bipartisan agreement that it should have been increased to a felony because yeah. it's a crime that properly ought to be punished. But the point that they're trying to make, of course, is that we're having somebody who has been charged with the felony burglary of her own mother casting the deciding vote on yeah. what is effectively gun control legislation. And in addition to that felony provision, they also had inserted a poison pill, which was a ban on what they call a binary trigger, which I won't even go into the length of describing, but it's further gun control. And again, voted on by a charged felon.
Okay. And the felony, there was no guns in her deal. Like, presumably, mom had a gun, you better watch out. It would have been a whole other ballgame there. But that all being said, what I don't understand, because I'm a big pro gun guy. I don't want you mucking my stuff. The binary trigger, basically, if you pull it back, it shoots, and when you let it go, it shoots, so it doubles the capacity of the shots that are being fired. As far as I know, again, I'm not the biggest gun guy of all time. That's really not, there aren't that many of them out there. They're banned. They want to ban. This is not going to change your lives, folks, if you think they just made you all that much safer. But what I don't get with the straw poll thing, according to NPR, the Senate approved that bill on party line votes, 34-33. I'm as Republican as the next guy. Sorry. I'm just fine if someone literally buys a gun to give someone they know that can't have a gun. I'm okay with that being harder. This is one of those that we might be fighting the fight for no good reason. That's the common sense crap that they're talking about. The other stuff we can get into, I want to talk about. But that, why would that be a party line vote? Any idea?
Because instead of taking a clean vote on that provision, they intentionally inserted the poison pill of the binary trigger ban because they knew that that was something that Republicans can't vote for because it is an encroachment. Let's be clear. What the effect of this binary trigger ban does, you're right. It doesn't affect a whole lot of people. But it affects some people, and those people have a Second Amendment right, and they have purchased weapons which are legal to own or were legal to own prior to this being enacted. And through this legislation, this is effectively a government taking. You're saying that the weapon that you had or have that has market value is now illegal, and you are now a criminal for owning it. And there's no provision for like a buyback or compensating people for the monetary loss that they are now having to endure because of what Democrats have done.
Well, and the hypocrisy on that for me is we literally now you're going to say guy who owns this binary trigger gun, you're now a felon. You know, we're not buying it back. We're not doing that. Even though it was legal when he did it. On the flip side, if you were selling marijuana and you've gotten picked up for it and it was a bad thing, now that it's legal, we wipe it off your record and in fact put you at the front of the line to become a weed sales guy. If this person who's got the binary trigger hangs in long enough, who knows, you might be a firearms dealer and the state sanction it at some point. You get my point? It's like, at one thing, we're going to make you illegal doing what was make you illegal. having done something that was legal at the time, and they flip it. It's crazy. But
yeah, they're legalizing the deviant behavior and criminalizing the law-abiding legitimate behavior. Exactly. Thank
you. I love the way you put that. But on the other end, two things seem to be going well, and I want to give credit where credit due. Senator Grant Housheld, DFL out of Hermantown, I don't know him, he has said straight out, I will not vote on this,
quote-unquote safe storage ban.
Yeah, thank you. Where you got to have your bullets and your guns in different places in the house and a different lock and key and all this craziness that makes it almost impossible to protect yourself at home. He said no, as I understand it, that's not going up. The other is the 48-hour, if I lose my gun, someone steals my gun, I've got 48 hours or I'm in trouble. Those two are going away for now, right? Is that what I'm understanding?
I haven't heard about that second one. I've only heard about the so-called safe storage bill, which, again, just to clarify, we already have a law on the books about negligent firearm storage. This is completely unnecessary. What it does is it interposes between lawful actors and the reasonableness standard that's in law. And instead of allowing the total facts and circumstances of a case to be considered by a judge or jury after the fact, it says no matter what, you must store your weapon in the way that Jamie Becker Finn says you should, or you're going to jail.
And she made some weird comment about it. And if you're really that unsafe in your own home, you had other problems to deal with. I'm like,
oh, yeah. I mean, listen, mockery and derision.
Well, we're gonna
mockery and derision is most of what we get from the Democrats. We got it last night in trying to talk about the state flag that's going to become official here on Saturday. Jamie Becker Finn, in a really bizarre virtue signal, and it wasn't just her, it was Representative Finke and others who talked about, because our members, especially our female members, provided all these personal stories of trauma and harassment and abuse in order to make the case of, I need the right to defend myself, and you are encroaching upon that. And the response from the Democrats was to say, well, you know, I've been harassed too, but I didn't feel like I'd be any safer with a gun. You know, if you're that fearful, like, they're mocking you for wanting to protect yourself. That is how Democrats feel about Minnesotans exercising their Second Amendment rights.
I want to go to break early because on the other side, I want to talk about the mockery. That your term there is what hit me with what happened on the Ethics Committee in the Senate yesterday. I'm sure you saw it. I want to talk about that because that, to me, I have been giving Senator Mitchell all the leeway in the world. If everything she says is right, I feel sorry for her. She just got family problems she's not dealing well with, because you don't generally go into anybody's basement for any reason when you're not invited. I mean, but anyway. I think on this program, we've given her all the leverage in the world to say, okay. But what they did, the rest of the senators yesterday, really teed me off. We'll talk about it. But first, before we go, I just want to say, ha-ha, told you so. We said on this program that if you made $80,000 and less free tuition in the state of Minnesota, because these folks can't handle it, watch out. Prices are going up. Because guess what? Let's just say it's 20%. They say it looks like about 18%. 20% of the people don't care what you charge because it's not costing me a dime. You probably got 20% on the high side. You got all the money in the world. You don't really care if it's another 4.5% or not. They're going to squeeze those middle people. You make the call. I said that in this program. 1 year later, University of Minnesota Board of Regents considering the highest tuition increase in more than a decade, 4.5%.
Yeah.
And then you see what's going on. Told you so. Folks, we said on this show, there's nothing to stop them now. We can say, guess what? We're going to do this, but don't you raise. They even told us for 2 years they couldn't raise it. You know what? Regent said, we're a land grant thing. You can't tell us what to do. Stop feeding the what is that? You give a mouse a cookie, he's going to ask for milk. Stop giving him the cookie. Just stop. Am I wrong with Senator or Representative Hudson? I read it just an hour ago. I'm like, you got to be kidding.
I mean, you're exactly right. So it's called the moral hazard, right? Like, that's the technical economic term for it. When you remove the moral hazard, which is to say, when you remove the actual cost to the customer, to the person, then you've completely upset the transaction, because you can sell me on the flashiest, fastest, most reliable car in the world. But if it costs $100,000, I'm not going to look at it twice. because it's outside my price range, right?
Yep.
But if I'm not paying for it, if I get to pick anything I want and it's going to be paid for by somebody else, then you bet that's the car I'm going to be looking at. And that's exactly what we have happening here with our college system, university system in Minnesota. Because again, Democrats are reckless, irresponsible, unsustainable, and wacky.
But to sit there and say, literally a year ago, this is what's going to happen. Oh, no, you know, and it just does. It's just common sense. I got to go to break. We're going to talk about what teed Al off the most yesterday at that ethics hearing. We'll talk about it with Representative Walter Hudson right after this.
It's nice to know a guy that knows a guy. Al Travis.
It's Representative Walter Hudson. Love having him on the program. Sir, this is what happened the other day. And X started the whole thing, seeing people saying that Senator Bobby Joe Champion was being the lawyer for Senator Mitchell. And I want to make sure I get it, you know, get the story straight. So I went and watched the video. And I like Senator Bobby Joe Champion. I've had him on my show. I like him as a person. Policy-wise, we'd be different. He is a lawyer, so he's going to do lawyer things. Again, hold it against him if you want. My point is, lawyers are going to do lawyer things here. She gets there, Senator Mitchell gets there, and she takes the fifth. And by about the third or fourth time, you realize she's not going to say anything, which we probably should have all known. She's up for a felony. Okay, no harm to her. Again, put her aside. I don't even blame her. But then the Senate has to be looking at an ethics situation. What other information do we have out there to see? This would be common sense things. And Senator Bobby Joe Champion, again, I like the guy, comes out and he says, do we even know it was Senator Mitchell? The mom woke up, said she tripped over him. He ran out of the room. Line 34, when the police showed up, she thinks he's in the basement. Maybe the cops got the wrong guy. I heard that, sir, and I thought, Senator, you're treating me and every other Minnesotan like we're flipping brain-dead idiots. And I got pissed. Am I have a right to be? Am I kidding? I mean, you're going to say, yes, the cops were wrong and they got the wrong guy. And she just coincidentally was in the basement dressed all in black.
You should be pissed. Okay, you should be pissed because it was a farce and it was an insult and it was handled in a manner that was intended to insult your intelligence. I mean, the strategy, and it's very clear in retrospect, was to conflate a Senate ethics hearing, which is an internal investigation to determine whether or not a member is in violation of Senate rules. The legislature is a self-governing body that can police its own members and enforce its own rules. To conflate that process with a criminal trial and a criminal proceeding. And so on the one hand, and they contradicted themselves. On the one hand, they'd argue, well, this isn't a courtroom and we can't determine facts. Because we're not the court and she's due process is due to her. She deserves her day in court. We can't be the ones who decide what she's done. But then they turn around and act as if they were in a courtroom. Like to your point, Bobby Joe Champion's behavior was that of a trial lawyer defending his client in a criminal court. Now, in that context, yeah, you're going to make the stupid Johnny Cochran, if the window doesn't fit, you must acquit arguments, right? You're going to do that sort of thing because your client's freedom is on the line. But her freedom wasn't on the line on Tuesday. Her role in the Senate was. And it's entirely appropriate for the Senate to engage in fact-finding independent of a criminal trial in order to enforce its rules and maintain its integrity. If Senator Mitchell doesn't want to go through that process, if she's afraid that the facts found in the Senate Ethics Committee are going to be a danger to her criminal defense, then she should resign. That's the option she has before her.
See, I use this. My golf course, I park too close to the greens too many times. They want to boot me out of my golf course. They can't. It's a membership thing. You have the right to do that. I don't need a criminal trial to say, well, there's no law, what I do, you know, all that. But they could. But here's the second one, and I wish every senator would have got up both sides that this was accepted. The lawyer for the Senator Mitchell was asked by, I think it was Senator Miller, the head Republican, sir, was Senator Mitchell arrested on whatever day that was? That was it. Not what she was arrested. Was she arrested?
Yeah.
He took a pause like only a lawyer would. This is describe what is his. And he goes, possibly.
Probably. Yes. Was the quote.
If 67 senators cannot even agree that we can agree she got arrested on that day, walk away. Stop playing with it. I wanted to go through the TV representative. Stop treating us like we're idiots. Was she possibly the probably maybe she was arrested? Saw the video. You know, let's show the video. She was or she wasn't. We can't even agree on that. So you know what they would decide? We'll just do this whole thing on the 12th of July, which why don't you just do that originally? Stop screwing with us. You were going to do this anyway.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it. And again, what's their reasoning for waiting for down the road? It's because they want to give time for the next judicial hearing, which again is completely illegitimate and disingenuous. These two processes have nothing to do with one another. We do not have to wait for the criminal judicial proceeding to play out before we can engage in fact-finding as a legislative body to determine whether or not one of our members' conduct upholds the highest standard of conduct. I mean, and just as if to put a real point on top of it, a real cherry on top of all this, they proceeded considering her complaint by pursuing a ridiculous, frivolous, nonsense complaint against a Republican Senator Glenn Grunhagen. And they didn't have any trouble jumping to conclusions about what the facts were in that one. Right. Well, and so it's rules for me, but not for thee. That's what's going on with the Democrats.
With the Grunhagen thing, he sent a video out last year showing what it does when they do transgender surgery and how it works. It was literally made by a hospital. He didn't make it up, sent it out, told people watch out. They watch it and they go, oh, you've offended me.
Yeah.
Okay, you're offended, but not offended enough to talk about it last year. You let a whole year go by with a chip in your pocket saying, oh, the Mitchell thing? Let's show them what we do with Grunhagen. They throw him on the table. You know what he should have said? Quite possibly I emailed that, but could it have been somebody? You know what I'm saying? If we're going to play those games, he didn't even have to admit he did it. He goes, hey, I sent it out. I didn't do anything wrong. You got a problem? Don't open the email. So they sent him to class. He's got class on how to send emails.
If those two complaints had been considered in opposite order, then yeah, he would have been well advised to say, listen, I've committed no crime, and therefore the facts of this case are not going to be adjudicated in a court of law. And according to the reasoning you just applied to Senator Mitchell, that means there's nothing you guys can do. So let's dismiss this thing and move on with our day.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I was very mad yesterday at what goes on. I get politics are politics. But when you start acting like the rest of us are idiots, so we can't come up with the idea that we actually have someone arrested. Well, we don't know that for sure. Probably she was arrested. It's a clown show. And that's what I got out of it. And what do you have? I'm sorry. I respect what you guys do for us. But what I saw yesterday really changed a lot of that for me as far as.
Well, and I believe that that's going to be the effect for a decent handful of Minnesotans, because you're right. It is blatant disrespect. It's a blatant insult to your intelligence. And again, that sort of thing might work in a courtroom when you're dealing with 12 jurors. It's not a very sound political strategy going into a major consequential election.
Heartbreak. Love having you on. Thank you, Representative Walter Hudson on the Al Travis Show.